5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And joining us on the line right now is Gerard Robinson, who is the former Commissioner of Education for the state of Florida and former Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we wanted to have him here. And good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
We wanted to have you here because of this story that we stumbled into. It was in the Washington Post, and we talked about it late last week. And let me just recap the story for you, and I want to get your reaction to it. It has to do with an elementary school over at in Alexandria called the Cora Kelly School for Math. You got these kids who are taking a big math test. And apparently the principal and the teachers got together and they looked at all of the students in the school and they said, look, identify the kids who are likely to fail this test. And I thought, well, that's great. They're going to give them some help. They're going to give them some extra attention so that they can pass the test. But no, what they did was then they had the teachers call the parents and say, you know, your child can opt out of this test. You don't have to take the test. And a lot of parents, some 36 parents, decided to take their kids out of the test, and their numbers were not included in the scores for that school. The principal looked good. The teacher looked good. The school looks good. But it wasn't reality. And I wanted to know from you, do you think this kind of gamesmanship happens often in schools and we just don't hear about it?
This kind of gamesmanship happens often, and it's a tragedy. Now, just think about it. The students who need the most help are the ones you're counseling out of taking an assessment. Now, remember, we've got a pretty good public school system in Virginia. There's a lot of things we do right. We're not one of the states that has a very large opt-out movement. The legislature in the last session, in fact, did amend how we decide to count kids and scores for those who choose not to take the test. But to go after the students, particularly those from low-income areas, who are the most likely in need of the investments of human capital and otherwise to do better, again, it's just a tragedy.
Well, and you know, listen, a lot of people thought it was a good idea to link teachers and principals' achievement and their records to their pay and bonuses. You know, like, all right, listen, if your kids start getting good grades and you actually start to achieve and show some improvement, then you're going to get a bonus here, or you're going to get some level of compensation. But now, because of that, is it possible that we've sort of put the, you know, the tail is wagging the dog here, and they're just interested in getting their bonus, even if that means sort of changing the makeup of those who are taking the test so it doesn't properly reflect some kids who actually need the help?
In some cases, that's correct. And it was a leadership call. This was a principal who decided to tell teachers, you'll take this route to make this happen. We've got some hardworking teachers. Many of them, in fact, come into the profession to exactly help those kind of kids. When your principal is saying, tell you what, I've got to make sure our school shines well, counsel those kids out, that's a problem. And like you, I'm a supporter of linking pay and bonus to achievement, particularly for students who are sometimes the most hardest to serve.
And this guy, the principal here, and by the way, there was an investigation by the school district, and that's how we came to know about all this. And they say that he has been given some kind of disciplinary action, although they won't say exactly what it is. But just months ago, he was named Distinguished Principal of the Year by the Virginia Association of Elementary School Principals. But it wasn't real.
Well, I'm sure that if we take a look at his career, he's probably done more great things than not. It's a shame that after receiving that prestigious award, this would be the first thing to pop on the radar screen for the people in Virginia and really the country. I'm sure, again, he's done some great things, and this is unfortunate. What type of disciplinary action is something we should leave to local authorities to take care of?
So what should happen here? Because, listen, we're all paying for these schools. We want our money's worth. We want our kids to be educated. And if there are kids slipping through the cracks, we want them to get the help and additional attention they need, even if that means, swapping out some teachers or some bad administrators. So are the tests still the right answer here if people are now gaming the system just for their own personal performance purposes?
So the state assessment we give is still the right assessment. Sure, it's not perfect, but I can tell you it's better than a lot of the ones that I've had a chance to look at across the country. The reason we assess students is the fact that we invest billions of dollars annually into Virginia public schools, and we want to know, A, what they've learned, B, how to better prepare them for the workforce and college, and C, to hold our public officials, both elected and appointed, accountable. And there's a national dialogue now, really began about 5 years ago, on opting out of tests. That tests really are horrible, that they're driven really by for-profit companies, and they're really hurting communities across Virginia, really across the country. I don't believe that. While I believe that a test is a snapshot of what we know about a child and also a teacher, it's an important one. And so if parents want to get involved, go to your local school board, have a conversation with superintendents and your elected officials, because while the state may provide X number of tests, guess what? Local school authorities oftentimes add more tests. So I think we should discuss tests, but there's a need for them.
All right, Gerard Robertson, former Virginia Secretary of Education, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.